Good morning, and greetings in Jesus' name. It's good to be here. I have enjoyed the morning so far. I feel like the Word of God is real and can speak into our hearts as we study into it. I just enjoyed our Sunday school and the thoughts that were shared this morning. Thankful for all our visitors that are here. Welcome. Make yourselves at home. And join in with us. Also, before I get started, I just wanted to express our thanks and gratitude to you as a church for your prayers and support over the last couple of weeks. We've really felt that, and I just want to say thank you. We definitely feel like we're among friends, so thank you. This morning, for a few thoughts, I'd like to talk a little bit about miracles, and I wonder where your thoughts go this morning when you think of a miracle. Miracles are a gift from God to point our hearts to Him, but do we experience miracles today? Or was that just back in Jesus' time when Jesus was on earth and He went around and He healed people, He multiplied food, He raised people from the dead? Is that what we think of, or what do we think of as miracles today? I'd like for us to just think together about that a bit. I looked up to see what the definition of miracle was, and I was impressed with the definition that I found. It says, a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. So do we see that happening at all today? Do we, in our experiences in life, do we ever see divine guidance, divine agency at work in our lives? Because that is a miracle. You know, we as human beings, God doesn't owe us anything. And so I think that when we see divine guidance in our lives, that truly is a miracle, no matter how big or how small it is. It's a miracle because it's divine guidance. You know, in Jesus' time, when He did miracles, I'd like for us to think about this as well. What was the purpose in Jesus doing miracles for the people? Was it for the benefit of the people? Or what was the benefit? The people that He healed, what happened to them? Well, they went on and they died just like every one of us will. So what was the purpose for miracles that Jesus did in those days? I believe the purpose that Jesus expresses that, I just got done reading through the book of John, and I've got a few scriptures to take out of that. The purpose that Jesus had for doing miracles among the people at that time was to point people to His Father, point people to God. It was for the Father's glory and not so much for the people. And yet many people in those days actually didn't see that part of it. And I'll talk about that here in a minute. I'd like for us to turn, if you want to, I've got just a couple verses in John chapter 20. And this is getting toward the end of the book of John. And John writes, gives us a little bit of an idea of what the purpose was in Jesus' ministry on earth and His miracles. Doesn't actually use the word miracle in these verses. He uses the word signs. In John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. And so I know this is John speaking, but John, I think, saw, as a disciple of Christ, he saw the reason, at this point anyway, he saw the reason that Jesus did the miracles that he did, and why he did the things that he did. It was to point people to the Father. You know, like I said, I don't think miracles need to be huge to be miracles. We don't need some big miraculous happening to be miracles. What actually inspired me a bit to talk about this morning was this past week, we saw several very definite answers to prayer. Do we see that as a miracle? Not normally, we don't probably, but you know, truly that's a miracle. God doesn't owe us anything. God doesn't owe us an answer to our prayer, but yet he does. And why does he do that? I think he does that to point us to the Father, draw us to himself. Miracles are a gift from God to point our hearts to him. What are some miracles that we see today? I think answered prayer is one. Changed lives. You know, that's a miracle. I think we've probably all seen that. We know somebody that's been in sin, and Jesus enters their heart. You know, that's a miracle of new life in Christ. Healing in relationships is something that we see. You know, that's truly a miracle when two people can, or more people, more, or a group of people even, can get along and they can work together. You know, that's not, people that are apart from Christ can also, if they have a common goal, can work together. But in a brotherhood, I think is what I had in mind. So it's very much of a miracle that we can work together in a way that pleases God. I'd like to go back and look at John chapter 12, verse 37. I was going to look at this in part to our response to miracles. What should be our response to miracles today, to those answered prayers? And this is a bit of a warning, maybe, and maybe a little bit of what the people in Jesus' time actually did with the miracles. It says, John 12, verse 37, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. And why did they not believe in him? I think it was because they were looking at what they received. And John chapter 6, verse 26, I'd like to read that verse as well. This was right after Jesus fed the 5,000, and he had crossed over the sea, they needed some rest, and the people found him there. And Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. You know, I think we can respond in that same way if we're not careful to the miracles and to the good things that God does for us today. That when we have an answered prayer, maybe our focus is too much on what we are receiving instead of giving God the glory the way that we should. Miracles are a gift from God to point our hearts to him. And I think that's, we do well to remember that in our lives. To give the glory to God. It should inspire in us a thankfulness, first of all, but also to a life of service and giving ourselves to God. And believing in him, the way Jesus says. Jesus desired that, in his day, that the people that would actually see him for the work, his work is to save us. and to draw us to himself. So this week, when you see God working in your life, you have an answer to your prayer. Recognize it as God. Give him the glory. And let it increase your faith in him. Let's stand for prayer this time. Father God, we come to you today. We thank you, Lord, for this congregation. And we thank you that we can be together in this way today. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for all that you do for us. Help us, Lord, that we could just in turn give our lives completely to you and surrender our lives to you and allow you to work in us. Just ask your presence with us today. Be with Murray as he shares the message with us. Help us, Lord, that we just truly have our hearts open to what you would have for us. And bless us as we go through this next week. Just guide and direct everyone here that all could be done to your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.